Dean Beatty said Detroit was crying for string teachers, and he said, I'm going to send 8 of you up there, and I want you to go. And I said, oh, Dean Beatty, I already have a position in Des Plaines, Illinois, because I was working towards my master's. I had skipped ear training and music because I have absolute pitch. Mm-hmm. And so I had 9 credits, and I already had. But he said, please, and I admired him and really loved him. He was a wonderful mm-hmm. dean. So we went to Detroit, and 3 days we met with the school board, and only 2 of us got in. So that was quite an honor. And incidentally, nobody got in from the University of Michigan. So, those days you're very, anyhow. And so then they suggested where to stay. And I didn't know anything about Detroit. And they said the House of Lenz or the House of Anderson. I chose the House of Lenz that was on Woodmere, one of those estate houses mm-hmm, mm-hmm. where they serve breakfast and dinner. Right. And so I was kind of used to, you're out of college, you're used to dating, and you sure. don't. And so I said, there isn't anybody that's worth looking at twice in this house. and my roommate said, well, there is a John Milliken. He's in medical school. Now you might like him. His father's a senator. And the next thing I knew, I was sitting straight with my purple and white colors on. And there was John, like where you're sitting. Right. And he thought I was very tall because I was sitting so straight.
And how many years have you guys been married?
Not long enough. 61.
No, 61 years. All right. Well, you came here and obviously your strong orchestral experience both at Northwestern and on that really remarkable Minnesota Iron Range where there was such great music earlier in the 20th century. What caused you to want to found the Traverse Symphony Orchestra?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, because I joined Musicale. They didn't have a symphony, and I'd been used to fourth grade.
Right.
And I said, oh, why don't you have a symphony? And they said, oh, we're so tired of hearing Elnora talk about symphonies. Why doesn't she tell us about? And I said, I'm not going to have any perform. I'm not going to play a movement. I'm going to raise my hand and say, I think we can have a symphony from Mackinac Island to Traverse City and have people go to the schools, and who will help me? And 2 people raised their hands, Carol Kempton and Louise Williams. Mm-hmm. And Louise Williams had graduated from all of it, so we knew if we had a good conductor, we could get good musicians. And Dr. Paz accepted to mm-hmm. come. And that was the beginning. And it was so much hard work.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Oh, right. I could tell you stories right. about, they said, some people would say, a symphony? What's that?
Right.
But it's different in the 50s. Today, everybody knows our symphony. We're so proud. Right. I could tell you stories forever. But not today.
And how many concerts did you do a year in those first years?
I think we did probably about 5 or 6. Uh-huh. We started in November, I think, or somewhere, and then right. went through the spring. Uh-huh. But not as often.
Right. Well, and now, more than 50 years later, the TSO is an important part of the Grand Traverse region has grown tremendously. Let's listen to the piece. You've chosen a piece we haven't had on Island Cabin Desk up to this point before. Any particular reason why España by Chabrier is one of your favorites?
Well, after Sentimental Journey, I have to get up and move, and I'm going to dance.
There we go. All right, a little flamenco. Here we go. This is by Emmanuel Chabrier. This is the España Rhapsody with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kevin Rhodes.
Thank you.
Thank you.